The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, this is Stephen Hines, author of Zombie Fabulous, Rebirth Defect, and Valedictorian USA. And you, my friends, are getting your skulls crushed by the pile driver of John Orlando with his PBD cast in your face.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 317. I hope all is well with you, and that especially goes for those folks that have been battling some wicked weather over the last couple weeks. I mean, the Northeast and the Midwest has been dealing with a lot of snow, a lot of ice and whatnot, and I hope that you have stayed safe and sound, and all of your friends and families have as well. And thank you for checking out this episode. Well, as they usually do, after previewing a big WWE pay-per-view, the pro wrestling pundits, DJ Joey Blaze and Ringside Ran, they stopped by to review what happened at the Royal Rumble this past weekend. We're going to be breaking it down. We're going to be talking about the wins, the losses, our predictions, maybe where some of these superstars go in terms of storylines into the future as we start heading to WrestleMania, which of course is in Texas this year, in Dallas, Texas, I should say. And, you know, we're going to cover all that. We also have some other miscellaneous wrestling news that we're going to talk about. And I'll warn you, DJ Joey Blaze, man, he was on fire. He was all riled up for some odd reason. So it's going to be one of those episodes where you're going to have to buckle your seatbelt and get ready for a barrage of just random craziness coming from, of course, DJ Joey Blaze. But before we get to that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to just remind you about the great sponsor of the PBD cast, World's Greatest Comics. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. They have tons of comics from every era, whether you're talking gold, silver, bronze, or even the modern era. But they also have graphic novels, toys, comic book supplies, collectibles, posters. They have hundreds on top of hundreds of back issues, and even some primo stuff behind the counter that I know Jeff and the fine folks of World's Greatest would love to have you put it in your collection. Stop on over to the store. You can even check them out online, WGComics.com, and they're even on Facebook. Just search for at WG Comics. All right, with that out of the way, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break, and on the other side of the break, you're going to hear Ringside Rant, DJ Joey Blaze, and myself talk about the Royal Rumble. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm reunited once again with the pro wrestling pundits. DJ Joey Blaze, how are you this evening?
You know, the guy that's too righteous to be a ring announcer, too controversial to be a color commentator, but I am more than excited to be on the podcast, which is going to be larger than any Buckeye Wrestling Alliance or Association waistline, if you catch my drift.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
I heard they packed on the pounds. I ran into somebody last week, and I'm not going to name any names, but
I am not going to
comment. I heard they're going to make me look like the after picture. I'll just say that.
Okay. Anywho, Ringside Ran, how are you?
Well, I am stuck in the before picture. Life is good here in the Golden Ghetto.
Hey, look, at certain points in time, sometimes we put on some weight. That's all I'm going to say.
Put on weight, maybe act like you consumed another wrestler in the back. I don't know, but I heard some stories. That's right. Shots fired. A little heat from Joey Blaze. Let's go on.
Okay.
Again, the opinions of Joey Blaze are only those opinions of Joey Blaze and do not reflect on the philosophies and or, I don't know, what else.
It's of the PVD cast.
Of the PVD cast.
So right. If I shoot on Bruce Valanche again, that wouldn't reflect on you, it reflects on me.
That's correct, okay. Yes. I just want to protect myself. My attorney said I should say that.
Just wear a body condom, let's go.
Thanks, Frank Drebin. All right, we are here to discuss and review the Royal Rumble, which happened just a few days ago. And we're going to break it down. We're going to talk about each match, what we thought about it. We're going to talk about some wrestling news as well, and maybe even give some thoughts as to where some of these competitors are going to go next, if you will. By the way, for those who are joining us, we're going to rate each match based on a body slam system. 5 body slams for a great match. 1 body slam for the drizzling shits. Anyways, i.e., it's not a very good match for you that are not familiar with that particular phrase. Gentlemen, let's start off real quickly, just overall. Rate your experience with the Royal Rumble. What'd you think?
I'm going to go pretty much down the middle, like 2.5 to 3.
Okay.
This is normally my favorite event of the year, and there were some disappointments. In some ways, we were had, because up to this series, we were told the phrase forbidden door.
FDA.
We were all kinds of, this is the worst of what the internet is. We heard a little bit of information and everybody gets carried away.
Yeah.
There was only one person that came through that forbidden door. And we knew that ahead of time. And I honestly think Mickie James was invited back because of the way she was treated when she was let go.
Oh, sure. This is probably a little like, hey, sorry about that.
We're sorry. We shouldn't have sent your stuff in a trash bag to you. We should have been more respectful. You earned more respect than we gave you.
I think they opened the forbidden door to UFC after watching that pay-per-view. I mean, come on. I mean, if you look at the two winners, which we'll talk about here shortly.
Sure, sure.
2 body slams.
Okay.
Maybe I'll do 2 body slams and a side suplex. It's not even worth this half of a body slam, in my opinion. I'll run down the matches of what I thought about them. But the biggest disappointment is the corner fest that we called the Men's Royal Rumble.
Okay.
And we'll elaborate that
sure.
A little bit later on.
Wow, I'm going to be the odd man out. I'm giving it 4 body slams. I liked the Royal Rumble. I know I am the one guy, apparently, according to the internet, that gave it a positive review. All right, was it perfect? No. Yes, indeed, Rand, we were promised things, and that didn't happen.
Were we promised or did we assume?
Good point. Very good point. Maybe we just assumed that the doors were going to open that are forbidden, if you will, and we would just have like a flood of guest stars, whatever you want to call them.
I don't think it's WWE. I didn't assume that. But what I assumed was that we'd get at least 1, maybe 2 surprises. I'll just hold a couple of thoughts off till we talk about the actual match.
Okay.
But I was very disappointed with them.
I did make a note during the pre-show of something that apparently at the time I was thinking, well, they're not going to show this again. And I don't know why I thought that, because they did show it. But that video package for Lashley versus Lesnar was freaking awesome. I thought that was very well done. I think it gave that match even more of the big fight feel. And I was a big fan of it. I wrote it down that it happened during the pre-show. I think it happened right before their match, too.
It's like 10 minutes long, which is unusually long.
Yeah, right.
It
yeah.
reminded me, so that I guess if there's anything I would take away as a positive, it reminds me of the old build-ups to the Attitude Era main events and whatnot, where you'd have the big, where it runs everything down. They give the little recaps. That recaps that meant something. Not some of these recaps they've done in the past.
Well, let's jump into our first match. We have Seth freaking Rollins taking on Roman Reigns. We'll just go ahead and talk about the ending. The ending, of course, has Roman Reigns being disqualified for refusing to break the guillotine hold. And therefore, Seth Rollins is your winner by disqualification. I'll go ahead first. I like this match. I gave it 5 body slams. And I can't think of the last time I gave a match on a pay-per-view 5 body slams, but this one got it. I felt like Rollins coming out in the Shield gear and the Shield entrance was great. It goes into the story that you've put out there that He's trying to antagonize and get in the mind of Roman Reigns and playing mind games, playing that human game of chess, as Larry Zbyszko would say. I thought that the match was good. It was solid. The refusal to break the hold, that's refreshing. When's the last time we've seen a DQ on a pay-per-view? So I liked it. I gave it high marks. Great psychology all the way around.
Match of the night for me.
Okay.
I gave it 4 or 4.5 body slams right there. It was entertaining. The entrance was very cool. And this is speaking a lot, especially how I spoke of Seth on the last PVD cast. But here's what I don't like, is there's no payoff after this match. It's a one and done. We're not going to see anything else from it. I think with the disqualification, though, it's great to see, but you need to take it to another match if there's a disqualification. I like the chair shots at the end, too.
Yeah.
I thought that was, you know, cool, because obviously it's playing off of when Seth gave out his. You know, it's cool, but I think it's a little late with that. But the actual match itself, I gave it, I'll stick with 4 body slams.
Okay. Rand?
Roman actually kicked out of a curb stomp.
Yeah.
How often does that happen?
Not too random, or not too often.
If it was an AEW show, it would probably happen every match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are some finishes that need to be enforced,
yeah,
need to be protected. I love Seth's character, the way he's laughing. It's like the current Joker in the Batman series, but with strange costumes. I like the way he countered its spear into a pedigree.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet. Very well done. And then sold it.
Yeah.
You know, that they sold it, and then the pin didn't happen because, you know, they had time to kind of recuperate, and they made that move mean something.
He doesn't call those costumes. He calls that drip. I know it's not a term that you're probably familiar with, Rand. But
okay. No. He's familiar with it. I mean, his transmission fluid always drips in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
But you had to see a doctor about the drip that you had.
Oh, enough. That is totally not correct.
Looked like cottage cheese.
Anyways, we both picked Roman Reigns to win, so all three of us did not get any points for that, so to speak.
Canceled each other out.
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's get into it. The Women's Royal Rumble. Joey, what were your thoughts on the Women's Royal Rumble?
It was cool. It was like they wanted to bring back, instead of the Forbidden Door, do it like they brought back some old.
Yes, right? They did.
But when they brought back Ivory, and we were in a separate chat, John, you shared that promo that Ivory did. It's almost like, I hope she sticks around, because that would be great. She would be a great manager for somebody.
Yes, yes.
But Ivory, they did Molly wrong, in my opinion. Like, that was goofy. They could have extended that out, at least let her get in the ring and do a couple things. I mean, she shows up. It's cool to see Lita back for the 8th time, but she looked stale. Something about her just is not clicking with me. I don't know what it is. As far as the winner, I would have rather seen my pick, which was Charlotte. Not because I picked it, because I think the sense it could make. With Ronda Rousey winning, it was just a lackluster feel of a win. Like, I didn't feel like, oh my God, what a great Women's Rumble. That's awesome that she won.
Is part of that because she comes in at 28? It doesn't earn it.
Yes, I agree. Yes, I feel like coming in at 28, if she's the, quote, baddest bitch on the planet, as she said on Raw, right, why is she not in there at 12 or 17?
Average, instead of giving the advantage.
Right, right.
Also, too, like, I just, and we'll talk about this with the men's as well. Like, some of these women, like, you didn't have the female standing there, like, a super long time. And the ones that you thought were got eliminated really at weird times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, especially, I'm not a big Bianca Belair fan, but I thought she would be in there. And I think she kind of got ousted at a weird time. As I was kind of keeping track of that. And then some of the people at the beginning, usually you see somebody in the top 3 or 4 last a while. I didn't feel like we saw.
Nobody did.
No.
You know,
no.
And so, going back to the ratings, I think every Women's Royal Rumble that I've witnessed has been better than this one.
Oh, okay.
In my opinion. Surprises probably is a big deal with that, because you don't know. They kind of gave it away ahead of time, right? Both the women's and the men's seemed like it was missing something.
Could I drop something on you, Joey? I don't know if you read about this, but there was a problem with who was producing the women's Royal Rumble.
And there's with the men's, too. I read about that, which I was going to talk about.
Right, which has led many of the female competitors to say that they felt like they were just thrown out there with little direction to go on. And, you know, because if I'm not mistaken, you know, obviously Fit Finlay is the one that always usually worked with the women's division. And this time, if I'm not mistaken, they gave it to... Did they give it to Tyson Kidd?
I don't know because the whole thing I heard is the men's one was bad because Tyson Kidd and I think Triple H weren't part of the booking of it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. So you didn't have Fit Finlay.
Yeah.
Right. You didn't have Finlay. You didn't have Kidd, and they fell upon Molly Holly, Pat Buck. I can't remember who else to help organize and produce that women's Royal Rumble.
So one of the things that I found interesting too, on a side note, is the women that were contacted. Said no. And we talked about last week, we talked about the Iconics. I guess Nia Jax, she was contacted and she told them to go fuck themselves.
Yeah.
And that was interesting too, that, you know, that they've, you know, upset some people the way they did them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
How many body slams for this, by the way?
Two, and that's me being generous.
Okay. Rand?
2.5.
Okay.
Asuka, Jillian Hall, Io, and Caitlin were all backstage. And not used.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Okay. I gave it 3 body slams, basically because I feel like, again, wasn't really fond of Ronda Rousey coming out and winning. And I'll get back to her in a minute. But, you know, we overlooked Melina was number 2. Cameron was the one that blew me away. I know you called it, Rand, but I was like, holy cow, man.
And it tied into a story.
Sure. It did. They made it fit in there.
I guess the other one that surprised me that was you thought she was going to have it be in there for a while and got ousted a weird time was Liv.
Yes, Liv got ousted pretty quickly.
She went in 6th and came out 18th.
I thought she was going to, the way they were building her through the match. And I think she got a weird. Now, one of the things too, you mentioned Io Shirai was back there. Isn't her gimmick to be like the queen of the ropes or whatever? Or like,
right.
We needed something like that to add that extra pop to the match. I don't know why they didn't use her.
Well, we also saw Sarah Logan, who lasted like 2 minutes. She did not last very long. Alicia Fox was another surprise. We talked about Ivory and Molly Holly.
I thought the Ivory thing was really good.
I did too.
It's great.
Great surprise. They can make a story out of that.
I agree.
She's in there calling Lost Little Girls.
Yeah. And that interview that they did on the WWE web exclusive with Sarah Schreiber, that was hilarious and that was great. And I agree with you. She would be an asset to that company.
And not as a manager would be great, but not just that, with her expertise and what.
Right.
I would love to see them use her more. But it was pretty there's so many. Like not seeing Asuka, she's ready. And Bailey's got to be back soon, too.
Yeah.
And I would love to see her come out for that.
Okay, Rand, I don't know. Did you say your body slam? 2.5. Okay, I got 3 and you said 2, Joey. Okay. All right, let's move on to the next matchup, which is Doudrop taking on Becky Lynch.
Tell you, I'm surprised. I thought Doudrop was brought in with Eva Marie joke or some kind of like, here's an attractive woman and here's this less than attractive woman. And I thought that was the whole story. But she's actually a really good worker. For her size, she goes really well. She's kind of like the female Bam Bam Bigelow.
I agree. I feel like Doudrop has an amazing ability in the ring. This match, though, started off great, I felt. Like, great psychology. Here is Doudrop. She's got the size, the stature. She's beating her and tossing around Becky Lynch. She's beating her from one side of the ring to the other. It was great. And Lynch starts making her comeback. Great, great, great. And then we're going to go back and redo this again. Okay, cuts her off way too long. This match should have been much shorter. It would have been so much better. I gave it 2 body slams just based on that. Based on the beginning, the first half of the match was great. Last half of the match was awful.
Well, touch on what Rand said. That's something, you know, I've looked forward to because I've seen her NXT UK. We've seen her come up and do other things as well. Like, I'm excited. But I mentioned on the last DVD cast, like, she deserves probably be in this spot at some point. but it was too early.
Yeah.
It's way too early, especially when she's teetering as a heel character. Big time Bex is a heel. It just didn't make a lot of sense. And the crowd wasn't hot for it. They could have done a lot of different things with the character, the characters and the match buildup to make this different. I think that took away from the match too, not having a good buildup for the match.
Yeah, absolutely.
And therefore really hurt the story. So what story could you tell and how could you get the crowd involved? I'm with you on the bout of body slams too, but I think you give time to build the Doudrop character. And that's a great analogy, Rand, with the Bam Bam Bigelow, as far as a larger woman that can go. And I don't know why he said less attractive. I think she's cute as all get out.
I do too. I agree. I think she's adorable.
I think when she was with Eva Marie.
Yeah, they did kind of make her uglier, if you will. Yeah, I agree with you. I could see that because the clothes were frumpy and yeah.
We know Rand's a fat shamer. I get that. But so anyways, two body slams, but I look forward to maybe them doing it down the road again.
Okay. All right. And by the way, our Royal Rumble pick for the ladies was a wash. None of us got that right. And we all picked Becky Lynch to win. So there you go. And she won with that manhandle slam. All right. We get into Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley. Rand, let's go ahead and discuss. What were your thoughts on Lashley versus Lesnar?
This was an extremely physical match.
I agree.
Lots of suplexes. Lashley made that Hurt Lock look awful good. I was surprised that the Beast incarnate didn't just flex and get out of that. He actually sold that.
Mm-hmm.
I never like it when the referee goes down and things happen.
Oh, but it was the tool to get to where we needed to go.
Yes. I still think the Paul Heyman story is yet to be played out.
Sure. I agree.
I liked it a lot. I gave it 3. The spears, the suplexes, it went 20 minutes, which really surprised me.
How long has Lashley been wrestling?
Good question. 10 years? 12 years?
Longer than that, probably. Right? I'm willing to go 05-06, he was in WWE, right? In that amount of time, do you think at some point during a match you would take a belly-to-back suplex?
Yes.
Why did it look like he couldn't take one during that damn match? Every belly-to-back, he landed on his shoulder. It was horrible.
It looked awkward.
It looked awkward. It made me cringe. So either he doesn't know how to take it, he was concussed, or he's just trying to get hurt his shoulder. Because that, I kept noticing that, and that really annoyed me during this match. So that took away from the match for me. Because he didn't take it smoothly. We've seen him do that to bigger guys. We've seen him do it to Cena. We've seen him do it to guys, and they flat back bump that perfectly. Every time, and you won't be able to see me because this is an audio podcast, but he just landed on his shoulder so awkwardly and it looked annoyingly horrible. So for that part, that pissed me off. Like, what's going on? Like, with that, it was physical. I think it could have been better. I think we got overhyped by that video. Lashley's a wonderful shape. MVP's great in his role. The match was, I'll give it 3 body slams, maybe 3.5. And then after the schmoz ending, we knew how the men's rumble was going to go.
Okay, I agree with that. And again, I really liked this too. I gave it 5 body slams. I thought it had great psychology. I was not bothered by the German suplexes and Lashley not taking them very well. I noticed that, but Joey, I got to be honest. I was just like, well, that just adds to, look how awesome Lesnar is. He can just throw you at will. I really like the ref bump and then Reigns spearing Brock and then the belts given to him by Paul. You know, he hits him with the belt. Bobby wins. I liked that. But I agree with you, Joey. That automatically made it seem as crystal clear as it could be that Lesnar was somehow going to win the Rumble.
It certainly opened the door, didn't it?
Well, and here's my thing. I'll throw it out there. They should have done what they did with Nia Jax like 2 or 3 years ago. The 30th entry. Think how everybody's thinking, oh, it's Lesnar. And then 10, 9, blah, 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 and it's Cesaro. All right. Or Apollo Crews. And they come walking out, and then Lesnar just runs out and just steamrolls them and beats the shit out of them and then goes to the ring.
Or comes out clapping his hands like, I took care of that one. It would have been great if they had played Mustafa Ali's music.
Oh, geez.
And have Lesnar come out like, took care of that one. He comes out to the
That's
ring.
Not bad. That's not bad. I think,
look. That'd have been entertaining booking.
Right.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely. Either one of those would have worked so well. And then you could have even, if it's like, well, we'll just pick the name Cesaro. If he beats up Cesaro, then you can at least have a match or two with Cesaro and Lesnar on Raw. You know what I mean? And you could, until you get to Mania. But we see that when you get to Mania, we're going to have a little pit stop first, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But Rand, did you give it I gave it a four. You gave it four. Okay. All right, let's move on to the mixed tag match. Miz and Maryse versus Edge and Beth Phoenix.
I enjoyed this match.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
It served its purpose, right?
Sure.
It paid off a little bit of a feud. It got, you know, Edge got to team with his wife. He got, you know, this, that, and the other. And I thought it was kind of fun. It was neat to, you know, it served its purpose. And I was entertained. See, that's what I wanted to be, is I want to be entertained. I don't want to have to worry about your championship match with a guy falling on his shoulder that should know how to take that bump. I don't have to worry about looking at this stuff. I just want to watch something, just sit back and enjoy it and be entertained. And this match did that for me, in my opinion, just because of the character that Miz is and where they're going with, you know, what they do with Edge and, you know, and having Beth Phoenix back. And Maryse is still very attractive. So that added to it. So, but as far as, I mean, it wasn't that great of a wrestling match. We know that. Mm-hmm. It was what it was. I'm going to give it 3.5 body slams.
Joey, I'm kind of right along with you. I did notice, though, you talk about somebody that doesn't know how to take something. I don't think The Miz knew how to take the Glamazon slam, because there was like that hesitation while, you know, Maryse was going straight up.
But how often do you take that?
Right. That's true. That's true. They covered
versus
it up
how
well.
Often do you take a belly-to-back suplex?
Okay. Okay. I gave it 3 body slams because, again, much like I said on the preview episode, it's something different. You knew it wasn't going to be a Dave Meltzer 5-star match, all right, or even a Christopher Walken 5-star match.
Hey, you know, it's good. It's fun to watch. Watch kid my ass.
Rand?
I went 2.5, typical intergender couples. It was intriguing. It was fun to watch. It was fun to watch
Miz get beat, or, you know, face off against Beth.
Yeah.
It was fun.
By the way, I haven't been keeping tabs on the score, but we did indeed pick Becky Lynch, all three of us. And Rand,
uh-oh,
you and I picked the Miz and Maryse to win that match, but Joey picked Edge and Beth. So there you go. That's our predictions there. All right, let's get into it.
Dick Daddy from Cincinnati. Let's go.
Men's Royal Rumble.
Now, you don't like Saturday night pay-per-views, premium special events, premium live events.
Whatever fancy-ass title they're putting it on now.
This started at 11 o'clock East Coast time.
That's why I don't like it. Like, you could have done a Sunday night show and trimmed the fat, and it would have been a better pay-per-view.
Or started the pay-per-view at 7.
Because of 8.
Yeah, because we started 7, we started 8, we started 7, we started 8. Nobody seems to know. They can't make up their goddamn mind what time they want to start things.
11 o'clock's pretty late to start the main event.
Yes, I agree. I felt like the men's Royal Rumble had no surprises. I mean, Bad Bunny. Oh, okay, I didn't know he was back doing something. Shane O'Mac. Lesnar was pretty much, you know, predictable.
So apparently Shane O'Mac was a producer of the Men's Royal Rumble. And I read because Tyson Kidd and Triple H, I mentioned earlier, I think it was Triple H, weren't there to do it.
Yes.
So he took on a lot of it and it was changed. Supposedly Riddle was scheduled to win it.
There's a rumor going around that Riddle is going to win. He and RKO are going to have friction leading up to the match at WrestleMania.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Wasn't there also some speculation that somebody else was supposed to have Shane's slot, but then they swapped out? Oh, it was going to be Seth Rollins. They were going to have him in the Rumble, but since they started booking this idea with him and Reigns a few weeks ago,
that would look really bad an hour and a half later or so to be recovered.
Right, they started the feud with Reigns, and they were going to take the chair shots and that, so he took the spot.
But then here's my big beef, which I've already expressed to you guys. Tag teams. Okay, if you're a tag team and you've been wrestling as tag teams, you shouldn't be in a match where you're going to get a singles run at something or to be believable. I don't know. Why wasn't you mentioned Apollo Crews? He wasn't in it.
Right.
There's no Cesaro.
Correct.
There's no Commander Aziz. Like, that would have been cool to have a spot with him and Omos, like you mentioned.
Finn Balor.
Yeah. Finn Balor was not in. That's true.
Yeah. Very so true. Where's he at? What's going on with that?
Well, that's a good question.
I was under the impression he went back home.
Oh, okay.
I would have rather seen those people in those spots. No offense to the tag guys, but you got your own division. We know you're not going to win the Royal Rumble. You know, and it that's what I used to hate about Rumbles of the old. Here comes Bushwhacker Luke. There goes Bushwhacker Luke. We know he's not going to win. So why take this? Well, give that spot to somebody that's going to entertain us. Or to somebody like a Santino Marella, where he'd come in, a fun person. Or he mentioned Kane like two or three times.
I know, and I was like, Kane's coming. He's going to be here.
Like,
but no.
But and no surprises.
Oh.
I know there's some guys out there from the past that would have loved to have been there and done that. Or some guys they just cut that would love to come back. Or the quote-unquote Forbidden Door shit. There's so many things they could have done to reset and to
shock us and bring some people back in to
watching WWE.
Would you like if Rude and Dolph Ziggler worked together? Because you never see tag teams.
Why did they job Bobby Rude? Got a huge pop when he went up against AJ. Like, everybody remembers those TNA days. That's awesome.
A lot of great matches.
Why was he ousted so fast?
He was the first one out.
I don't know. I have no idea. I can't answer that question.
Holland stays in.
And I don't get Ridge Holland.
Or Madcap Moss stays around.
Oh, Jesus. Don't get me
started. Those guys. Chode Express.
Yes. So nonetheless, Brock Lesnar wins, and that's going to set up, obviously, probably a match against Roman Reigns. And we find out last night on Raw that we're going to make a little pit stop first. Even though you won the Royal Rumble, you still have to compete yet again in the Elimination Chamber with the shot to maybe move on to WrestleMania with the title. What's the point of the goddamn stipulation then at Royal Rumble? If you win the Rumble, you get a shot at WrestleMania, and now we're going to... Wait, no, we can't do that. We have to have Elimination Chamber, and Lesnar has to be in it, and so does Bobby, and mind-numbingly complex.
All about the money. Get that era of money.
Just
that's what's going on there. They've always had the Elimination Chamber in between. But maybe they're going to do what we talked about in the last PVD cast. Maybe Lesnar wins. And then he goes on to take on Reigns and they unify the titles.
Maybe. That would be the only good thing out of that. Also in the Elimination Chamber, by the way, besides Brock and Bobby Lashley, AJ Styles, Seth Rollins, Riddle, and Austin Theory.
Let's go back to the Rumble really quick.
Sure.
I pointed this out too. I thought we had a little foreshadowing. AJ Styles did the Shawn Michaels pose.
Yes, on his entrance. He did.
What was that about?
I was thinking there was, like you said, foreshadowing.
Could it still be?
It could be.
Do you think HBK comes back and says, hey, gimmick infringement?
I personally think AJ and Edge is what we're going to be seeing at WrestleMania. I think that's more of a solid pick.
I agree, but, I mean, why do that?
I don't know.
Really want to mess with us, I guess.
Oh, man. So also booked from last night's Monday Night Raw is that we have Lita taking on Becky Lynch, which I thought this was a little bit of a weird setup.
The way that all broke down last night.
Yeah. It was incredibly weird and awkward.
What's up with her neck?
Whose neck?
Lita's. Did you look at it?
No.
It looks like there's like a ladder. I don't know if she's had surgery to hide her gizzard under there or what. But next time, if you have it on DVR, stop it when she's standing there looking and her neck is exposed. It looked scary.
Didn't she have surgery, though, a while ago?
I don't know what's going on. I know she had it in her neck, in the back of her neck. She had neck surgery. Let's say, but if you go in through the front, you don't open it up like it's a forbidden door. But seriously, like, I was like, oh my God, I hope everything's okay with her. Like, I was kind of scared. I was watching that last night. It was a dumb setup. Just when you think they can take something and make it all better, this is, you can reset, right? You reset, the draft isn't reset. Screw that lame ass draft. the Royal Rumble is a reset every year. It's the road to WrestleMania. And when you have the time to reset it and bring your crowd in for Mania, you just pissed them off even more.
Oh, I agree. I agree. I mean, and here's my other thing is, let's just say it. So these two are going to wrestle at Elimination Chamber in their long sleeve sweatshirt and sweatpants.
Yep. That's how you got to do it over there. But Lita kind of did that at the Rumble anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
She's had a little bit of evolution in her ring gear.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit.
In her drip, so to say.
I know. You know what I think would be great is if Lita brings back S.A. Rios to be in her corner.
You really wanted to see him at the Rumble, didn't you? Were you disappointed we didn't see S.A. Rios?
I just thought it was a funny thing. I mean, of all the things that, you know. I mean, look, Lita's been attached to S.A. Rios and Roadkill and Danny Doring.
That's right.
So there you go. Those are the only obscure connections I could come up with.
So really quick, who are you guys upset that we didn't see in the Rumble? I guess I know we're talking about Elimination Chamber, but to go back.
Oh, yeah, sure. Again, I would have liked to see some surprises. That was it. More
just
surprises.
Name one surprise that you would have
Kenny
liked.
Doan.
Who?
Kenny Doan or Kenny Dykstra.
Why that?
Because I think he would have been a head scratcher. And I think, like, because here's the thing. I'm trying to keep myself somewhat relative. Because I would have just said Coco Beware, but then everybody's like, well, John's old, so we anticipate that. So the fact that I picked somebody from 2006, I was hoping would make me look less aged.
Makes sense.
There you go. I just broke kayfabe. Well, Santino Marella would have been another one I would have liked to see.
Oh, they've been hilarious. He's always great for those spots.
In his defense, he wasn't ready. How about Titus O'Neil? Could we have done something funny with Titus?
I think that would have been great.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
Even if he just makes it in the ring, starts celebrating that he made it in the ring, and gets thrown out.
They dump him over the ropes, yeah.
Like, runs down and stops, like, not today. And then gets in the ring and does that. And, yeah, see, something like that. And it lacked that.
Shelton Benjamin and Cedric Alexander?
Would have loved to have seen. Like, there's guys on the roster, like I said, I'd love to have seen.
General Aziz. With Omos. That would have been...
Or just call somebody up from NXT. You know, where was Bron Breakker supposedly was going to be there? You know, I'm sure that he was hanging around. And Walter.
I think the most disappointing, is I think they didn't want to upstage Ronda Rousey.
Well, Shane O'Mac, by the way, apparently is going to be at the Elimination Chamber as well. He is going to be appearing, by the way, on Raw. And I don't know. I didn't kind of watch a little bit of Raw. Then I stopped and was doing some things around the house. Was there a Shane O'Mac sighting on Raw or no?
I didn't see it.
I don't think so. Okay, I didn't think he appeared, but I
also saw that he's supposed to be working towards WrestleMania.
Right, between a WrestleMania match. Also, Kurt Angle returning to WWE TV soon.
It was backstage.
Yeah, so good for Kurt. What do you think Kurt's going to be doing, though? I mean...
I think he'd be great with Gable and Otis.
Otis, hell yeah. As a manager, as a mouthpiece. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Trainer and older influence, yeah.
Absolutely.
I think it'd be hilarious. It's like kind of like a piece they're missing. That's my first thought. I don't want to see him in an authority role. I want to see him in a comedic role.
Yeah.
That's where I want to see Kurt Angle.
Right, right.
And when his last run, it lacked that.
Yes, I agree.
I want to see the small cowboy hat. I want to see him milk, which would be great. Could you imagine they have a milk bath with the three of those guys? That's hilarious, right? So I heard that too. So yeah, I'm looking forward to hopefully they do it the right way. With whatever they do with.
But if you make a comedy, doesn't that take away from the potential of those two? Or you don't think they have enough potential?
I don't think they have enough potential to begin with. I'm sorry, I don't. I mean, I think they're a fine tag team, but they don't have legs. So from Royal Rumble, all right, anybody that you could think of that you're curious to see what they do with from here on out to get to WrestleMania. I'm curious to see what is in the cards for Austin Theory. In regards to his heading to WrestleMania, let's be honest, he's going. You know he's going to be involved somehow or figured in. So I think for me, that is the person that I'm going to keep the most eye on.
I was kind of surprised that he went over pretty cleanly on Kevin Owens.
Agreed. He's got a lot of momentum, so I'm curious to see what they do with him.
He went in third, went out 11th.
Okay, respectable, not great. But okay.
Not nearly what the push had been.
Sure.
So but speaking of Kevin Owens, he's another one. I'm anxious to see where he goes from here. Okay. Because he just re-signed, right?
Right. Yes, he did.
I think that's a big one. I'm anxious to see, and this is like where does the New Day go? What's going on there since they moved Big E back over to SmackDown? Ooh. So what are they doing? Are they going to team up? Is there going to be finally be a split and be some sort of feud?
Mm.
There's some things, but I'm not super intrigued. I'm just going to hang out and see what they do with this Elimination Chamber and decide. I mean, if it's just dog shit, I'm not going to waste a whole weekend watching WrestleMania. And I really wanted to go to WrestleMania this year. It's in Dallas. It's really accessible. It's not crazy like New York. I'm just not hyped for it. I'm anxious. That's what I'm anxious to see. I'm anxious to see if it builds my hype towards
this. Okay. Rand, is there anybody on your radar that you're like, I want to see what they do over the next, what is it, 63 days? Yeah.
Between the two.
Yeah.
Austin Theory.
Okay. He's piggybacking on me.
He's got the run. Vince has chosen.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to Drew McIntyre, 12, 15 years ago?
Don't ask me, I'm not good with dates, as evident by our earlier math problem for Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, he thought the Attitude Era was in 2005.
Oh.
So you think Austin Theory Rand as well?
Yeah, I see a lot of potential in him. And Damian Priest.
Oh, yeah, Damian Priest, okay.
Yeah, sure. He had a shitty run in the Rumble.
He did too, yeah, I agree.
Went in seventh and left seventh.
They made such a big deal of this when he snaps and said the other, and all of a sudden...
I'm getting a little bit, I don't know, a little bit tired of that whole, when he brings out Damian, and I'm like, he doesn't have to be spooky.
Let him be Punishment Martinez like he was in NXT and just go with
it. Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Not by name, but by character.
Right, exactly. All right, one last little bit of news I have. I know, Joey, you have a few other notes. So, anybody surprised by Ric Flair's fifth divorce that's pending?
I didn't know that. This is news. Him and Fifi?
Yeah! You did not know this?
I didn't realize that. That's the one. That's his love. That's the one that stuck with them bedside.
I know, but he and her are filing for divorce.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I thought she had, for lack of a better word, cleaned him up. Straightened him out.
Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why they're getting a divorce.
Possibly.
Possibly. I just would like to throw it out there, by the way. It was mentioned in Flair's biography, by the way. He now has tied his idol, Wahoo McDaniel, for marriages. Wahoo married 5 times as well.
Wow.
I'm still amazed that at one point in time there was a Ric Flair Financial Services.
Oh, God, yes.
There was an actual company.
Wow.
Yeah, in North Carolina there was.
That probably didn't last long.
Well, I mean, their administrative assistant was the Shockmaster. So.
Did you see that? Did you see Tom Lawler's tribute?
I did. That was hilarious. That was awesome.
I really enjoyed that. Yes.
I did. I enjoyed that very much so.
So last week, I don't know if it made the air, but I know we were talking about Mr. Kennedy / Mr. Anderson.
That's right. We were talking off air about Mr. Kennedy.
Okay. So I just read some stuff just literally today. I went down the rabbit hole of clickbait. And not the normal bait.
Clickbait.
Not the normal bait that hole I'd go down to. But anyway. So apparently that wrestling school, he took the money and he's postponed classes for not one, but 2 years because of the pandemic. And now the website's down and you conveniently can't get a hold of anybody about the school, but yet he has all the students' money.
Oh, where did you find this?
On one of the dirt sheets. And I was just like, it's crazy. We were just talking about it. And now this is going on. And, like, I mean, with anything, you're going to play favorites. So, like, it won't text people back, I guess, from what I heard. I don't know. I'm not dogging the man. I said we talked about it. It was just interesting to come across that.
It was coincidence, wasn't it? We just talked
super
about this.
Super coinky-dink.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God. So, I guess, like, he's used the, like everybody else has used the pandemic excuse. But, you know, so apparently he's used that, but. The students haven't got their money back. So that's quite
By the way, it wouldn't be the first wrestling school to do such.
So this was basically he's following the Buzz Sawyer method of running a wrestling school.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Gotcha.
But that's the only news. You said I had news. I just wanted to talk about the booking of the Rumble, and I wanted to bring that up because I read that. And I was like, oh my God, that's pretty interesting.
Indeed. All right. Well, then, gentlemen, let's start wrapping things up. Rand, where can folks find you on the interwebs?
You still got that Twitter thing at Rand Dittmar. The only person in the world with that name.
All right.
I ran across. It's footfansly.com/ringsiderand. I ran across that the other day.
We're keeping it quiet.
It's all old pics of Rand and just his jockstrap and baseball uniform. I didn't want to come across it, but I did. It's just imagine 70s baseball player.
Is there one with you like on a bear rug?
Like a Hanes ad. Just
you're saying 1970s, not me in my 70s.
That's coming. Okay. That's coming. That's a project I know you'll be working on soon. So that's where I've ran across him at. I can't find this stuff on YouTube. I've looked. I even got on the dark web. Yeah. when you look up Ringside, it brings up some really weird shit. So.
Anyways, where can folks find you on the regular web or the dark web?
Well, I'll tell you what. You can find me on Instagram, on Twitter, under DJ Joey Blaze. If you're into collectibles, how's the comic shop going? We didn't bring them up during the...
Oh, no, we did not mention World's Greatest Comics. Thank you, Joey. I can't believe I forgot to do my own copy.
And by the way, that's one of the most organized, clean, easy-to-find-things store there is.
Okay, there you go.
And if you have any questions, Jeff, the manager, willing to help you out.
I don't need to do it. Rand already did it for me. But I would like to thank World's Greatest Comics for being a great sponsor of the PVD cast. Rand said it all. I mean, they got single issues. They got back issues. They've got graphic novels, toys, collectibles. They got it all.
Subscription services.
They have subscription services called a pool list. Yep, they got it all.
As does Rand, fansly.com/ringsiderand. Yeah.
My pool service is completely different.
Oh, hey now.
Anyways. So it's getting to be tax season. I know everybody's going to have some money, so make sure you check out Instagram. On Instagram, you can find me at Remix Collectibles. We're on Whatnot. We'll be going live on Whatnot very soon with Funko items, with wrestling figures. Hopefully, we do sports cards and maybe sneakers. And then I'm very excited, too. CTS is right around the corner, Toy Show, there March 20th. Myself.
Lousy Building.
Myself, yes, at the Lousy Building, myself and Mrs. Blaze will be set up there, along with Greg the Hammer Valentine and Brutus the Barber Beefcake, a.k.a. the Butcher, a.k.a. the Booty Man.
A.k.a. Zodiac Man.
A.k.a. anything else?
He hears
the Disciple.
A.k.a. I got caught with cocaine on a New York subway.
He hears the Leslie.
Anyways, they're going to be there. We're going to be there, so we'd love to see you for that. That's March 20th. Free plug for that. So, yeah, I'm going to be a little bit everywhere. I'm really trying to – I can't expand myself physically anymore, but I'm trying to expand myself financially. If anybody wants to jump on the train, come on.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, with that, I have no idea. I lost total track of what the hell we're doing here. Anyways, we're wrapping things up. It's been an episode. That's all I can say. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. On the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The Pro Wrestling Pundits and yours truly talking about what happened at the Royal Rumble this past weekend and what might be in store for some of the superstars. And I'm just going to throw it out there. Rand didn't do a bad job reading the copy for WG Comics, now, did he? I might be out of a job, and Rand will take over that gig. I don't know. Well, all seriousness, it's great to have those guys come on. Hopefully, right before WrestleMania, we'll have another preview of that event, and then, obviously, another review of it. So, with that, maybe you want to get in touch with me, and let me tell you how you can do so. You can find me on Twitter. My personal Twitter handle is at PVDMVP. You can shoot me a message through the Instagram and Facebook feeds. Just look for at PVDcast. And if you're old school and you want to bust me off an email, you can do that too.
johnorlando@pvdcast.com is my email address. Now, just to let you know where you can hear the PVDcast, just in case you want to recommend it to some folks, well, the best place is to go to pvdcast.com, the online home of yours truly. But it's also available through all of the major podcasting outlets and apps. All you got to do is type in PVDcast in the search bar. Sometimes you have to put my name after it. I don't know why, because the internet hates me, maybe. Anyways, and you should be able to find it. But here's the important thing, folks. If you listen to any episode, please rate and review. It helps me out so much in the algorithm. You know, you don't have to write much. You could just put down awesome episode or just give me as many stars or thumbs up or whatever, little rating system that app has. Just give me the best that you think I deserve. And again, it's very important. Please do that. And of course, don't forget to subscribe. That way you never miss an episode of the PVDcast. Want another way to check out this fine podcast? Well, go on over to the Facebook page. Once again, that's at PVDcast. And every Monday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, you can check out the live Facebook broadcast of that week's episode of the PVDcast. It's a lot of fun. I hang out a lot of times and answer questions and field comments when people drop them in the comments box. And like I said, it's pretty fun. You definitely need to check it out if you need another way to hear yours truly and this great podcast. All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. I want to thank you all for checking out the episode one more time. And with that, I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous, stay independent, and stay safe and healthy. Following has been a presentation of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2022.